This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian troops are engaged in heavy fighting and making their way into Ukraine's Donetsk region after taking control of the last two towns in neighboring Luhansk, the regional governor of Luhansk said on Tuesday. He said the Russian troops had sustained heavy losses in the long process of capturing the twin towns of Severodonetsk and Lysychansk, but were channeling their efforts into moving southward after failing to move on Kiev at the start of its invasion. The Kremlin said it had redirected its forces to the Donbas, Ukraine's industrial heartland made up of Luhansk and Donetsk. Russian proxies have held large swaths of both regions since Moscow first advanced into Ukraine in 2014, and Moscow recognized two people's republics as independent states on the eve of the February invasion. Moscow on Sunday claimed the liberation of the entire Luhansk region. Some analysts say Russia concentrated more than half of its fighting force in launching the drive to capture Luhansk. Authorities are charging the suspect of a U.S. Independence Day shooting near Chicago with seven counts of first-degree murder. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Chris Covelli with the Lake County Major Crime Task Force says Robert Cremo III fired more than 70 rounds with an AR-15-style gun and managed to get away by dressing as a woman. As far as a history with police, Covelli says there were two incidents in 2019, one about Cremo attempting suicide, the other.
A family member reported that Cremo said he was going to kill everyone, and Cremo had a collection of knives. The police responded to his residence. The police removed 16 knives, a dagger, and a sword from Cremo's home.
Police have not determined a motive. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will face questions in Parliament, followed by a grilling by senior lawmakers on Wednesday, with his premiership on the brink after a slew of resignations from ministers saying he's not fit to govern. Johnson's finance and health secretaries quit on Tuesday, along with several junior ministers, saying they could no longer stay in government in the wake of the latest of a series of scandals to have blighted his administration in recent months. A growing number of lawmakers in his ruling Conservative Party has said the game is up for Johnson, but he showed his determination to remain in office by appointing a former education minister as his new finance minister and filling some of the other vacancies. Johnson's leadership has been mired in scandals and missteps over the last few months, with the prime minister fined by police for breaking COVID-19 lockdown laws and a damning report published about the behavior of officials at his Downing Street office who breached lockdown rules. A U.S. federal appeals court greenlights a federal deportation policy. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
A federal appeals court is allowing the Biden administration to make changes to Trump-era federal guidance on the deportation of people in the U.S. illegally. In September, a directive from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security paused deportations unless individuals had committed acts of terrorism, espionage, or egregious threats to public safety. Trump-era policy allowed for deportations regardless of criminal history or community ties. Arizona, Ohio, and Montana sued to stop the Biden administration policy, arguing it would lead to an increase in crime and strain law enforcement resources. But the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals overturned the judge's preliminary injunction, saying the states couldn't prove the injuries they alleged. I'm Mike Gracia.
Hackers claim to have obtained a trove of data on 1 billion Chinese from a Shanghai police database in a leak that, if confirmed, could be one of the largest data breaches in history. In a post on the online hacking forum Breach Forums last week, someone using the handle China Dan offered to sell nearly 24 terabytes of data. They claimed it included information on 1 billion Chinese and several billion case records for 10 Bitcoin worth about $200,000. Recapping our top story, Russian troops are engaged in heavy fighting and making their way into Ukraine's Donetsk region after taking control of the last two towns in neighboring Luhansk, the regional governor of Luhansk said on Tuesday. He said the Russian troops had sustained heavy losses in the long process of capturing the twin towns of Severodonetsk and Lysychansk, but were channeling their efforts into moving southward. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.